This is GQDN for Election Day, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Quest Worthy. If you go get that or any other drink mix, put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. You'll get 25% off of your purchase. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Like I said, it's election day, right? And what's tonight? Well, odds on favorite, we'll be talking about everything that happened today. Should be a good one for Patreon. And by stackup.org. But in today's news, we've got some games coming to Xbox. Yep. Nintendo Switch 2 hit a milestone in sales. And some of the game developers are not very happy with Steam. But we begin today with PC Gamer and Pure Xbox. Because the Golden Joystick Awards, the nominations, have been announced. And the voting is live right now at thegoldenjoysticks.com. And they did put up one of the lists, or a couple of the lists, I should say. And they did say that the Golden Joysticks Awards will return for their 43rd annual show on November 20th. And the actor, Maggie Robertson, which plays the Lady Dremitsu from Resident Evil 8, will be hosting the show. But joining her will be Alex Wilton-Reagan, which is Cunningham from Cyberpunk 2077, Doug Cockle, which is Geralt from The Witcher games, Tyra Berkley, the new voice of Ciri in The Witcher 4, Ben Starr, which is Verso in Clair Obscur, and Shai Matheson, which is the voice of the Lego Batman in The Legacy of the Dark Knight. It's Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight. Like I said, voting is now live. So who will be taking home the Ultimate Game of the Year award? Well, your choices are Blue Prince, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Death Stranding 2 on the Beach, Donkey Kong Bonanza, Ghost of Yoti, Hades 2, Hollow Knight 6 Song, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Peak, Silent Hill F, and Split Fiction. The voting runs until November 7th at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can submit your ballot until then, or before then, I should say. And you can tune into the show on November 20th to see if you were right. Voting is actually done on GamesRadar.com. And there you can submit your answers, if you so choose. And after the awards happen, you can see the winners on the Steam page. That can happen. So good luck to all of the nominees. And yes, some of those are done by Xbox because they had a big day today with Blue Prince, Clair Obscur, Expedition 33, Hollow Knight Silksong, Indiana Jones and the Great Circle, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Silent Hill F, and Split Fiction. And they are quite happy about that. But some people are not happy at all. According to WCCF Tech, a majority of the game developers believes that Steam has a monopoly on the PC game distribution. And this came from a publisher, Rocky, because Rocky did reveal that a survey that was conducted by Atomic Research, which asked 306 executives at the game studios, 67% of them from the US and 33% from the UK. 72% of the respondents did believe that Steam has a monopoly on the PC game distribution. But some of them, well, that's because some of them did respond and believe that Steam is a monopoly. But is it actually a monopoly? That's what WCCF Tech is asking. So, Sakana, senior executive Matt Piscatella, and Rocky did have a paper that was titled, quote, "The State of PC Game Distribution," end quote. And there they tried to make their arguments. Here's Rocky's report. Quote, "Platforms like GOG, itch.io, and Epic Game Store do offer an alternative to PC game distribution. but there's a good case to be made that Steam exists as an effective monopoly, end quote. Now, he did point out on the surveys that 48% have distributed the game on the Epic Games Store and on the Xbox PC Store, while 10% did distribute the games on GOG and 8% on itch.io. There are also other ways to get your games to the players. E-stores, marketplaces is one of them, because Humble and Fanatical has a part in that. But the ones that were surveyed did not look positive at those markets. A quarter of those surveyed the marketplaces and the e-stores as a gray market, and they saw a loss of control and a loss of revenue. WCCF Tech said that's not always the case, because Rocky did point out that the e-stores and marketplaces like Humble and Fanatical could actually be part of the solution to the resistance on Steam, and those that were surveyed, the developers, did dislike. For the quote, lack of clarity around what constitutes the gray market and mistakes that can unleash its forces could signal a missed opportunity for many PC developers. If developers avoid the stores and marketplaces because of a belief they themselves constitute a gray market, then revenue opportunities are missed. Many fear that in using these stores marketplaces will inevitably see some keys fall into the hands of the gray market sellers, in turn exposing them to aforementioned risk of regional pricing manipulation, but that is not true, end quote. Now, they're saying that there are other solutions that are out there, because there are more stores than Steam. Using the e-stores in the marketplace could be used more effectively, but it depends on what you do and what you play on. This is what WCCF Tech is saying. The quote, any developer or publisher that enters alternative distribution space will want to maintain control over distribution, pricing, and game value, always avoiding the pitfalls of the gray market. The path to opportunity isn't without its challenges, but with a firm, effective strategy in place, you may find new audiences and increase revenues, end quote. Still a pretty heavy statement. And this one's a statement too. Impressive. My Nintendo News did say that Nintendo Switch 2 has sold over 10 million units worldwide, almost 10.5 million, because they did announce that the Nintendo Switch 2 has sold over 10.36 million units worldwide since its launch in June. So they did compare the Nintendo Switch 2 to the Wii U, which the Wii U only sold 13.5 million units during its lifetime. And the Nintendo Switch 2, compared to that, is doing great numbers. That's according to My Nintendo News. But they did say that Mario Kart World was a benefit to that, because they had a 92.7% attach rate. Still, good job to Nintendo Switch too, and that team. But be warned, WCCF Tech did say that NVIDIA is now launching a game-ready driver. So a new driver for NVIDIA is coming, and it'll be the version 581.80, and this will be optimized for Call of Duty Black Ops 7, and it will help out Battlefield 6 and Arc Raiders. But keep in mind, updates can shut down your PC. We've all been warned. It's okay, because all of you Xbox players, well, you got some good news still, again, because according to IGN, the Game Pass for November 2025 Wave 1 now has a lineup, and that'll be Black Ops 7, and that's hitting straight to Game Pass on day one when it comes out November 14th. Now, there are some other games that are coming in November as well. Sniper Elite will be coming. Witcher Burrow is another one. Dead Static Drive, Egging On, Whisker Wood, Void Train, Great God Grove, Lara Croft and the Temple of Osiris. Yeah, she's coming. Pigeon Simulator, Relic Hunter's Legend, and Winter Burrow. Those are the ones that will be coming in November to Game Pass. The ones that are leaving, which you want to get these before November 15th. Blacksmith Master, Football Manager 2024, Football Manager 2024 Console Edition, Frostpunk, Sprit D, and Stalker 2, Heart of Chernobyl. If you want them, go get them. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go vote if you're in the U.S. And if not, go play some video games, people. We'll see you tomorrow.